Hi, this is Real Estate Podcast for the Common Man, where we talk about selling, buying, investing in homes. We're not baffling you with BS. We're dazzling you with brilliance. We're not telling you how to become a millionaire. We are telling you stories, the truth, and the information no one is talking about. So sit back, listen, laugh, and enjoy Real Estate Podcasts for the Common Man.
Hey everybody, JD here. Hope you're looking good and feeling fine. Hope you had a great week with friends, neighbors, relatives, and acquaintances. Well, we're going to be discussing a little bit about investment properties. I've been selling real estate for 35 years and semi-retired now. A lot of what I did in my younger days was selling investment properties to investors. About 80% of my business was selling investment properties. So I actually learned quite a lot, sold to a lot of investors, and really educated in the art of investing in properties. Now, if you're thinking about investing in properties, I'm going to basically give you the good and the bad and the ugly about investing in real estate properties, because so many of these people on TVs, radio seminars are telling you how easy it is to make passive income in the real estate market. Just buy homes, rent them out, and you could be sitting on a beach in California enjoying yourself and making just gobs of money each month without doing anything. That is a joke. It's a lie. And like I said, you will just go broke thinking that it's that easy. Let me tell you a little bit about investing in real estate that I've learned over almost 35 years. First of all, it's not that easy. Don't believe everything you hear on TV or radio. If it was that easy, every real estate agent with a license would be multimillionaires, and we're not. Matter of fact, the average real estate agent's maybe in the business 6 months before they quit. It's an extremely hard business to earn a living doing for a long period of time. And like I said, it's just a tough way to earn a living or make income just renting properties. There's not that many deals out there, and people say, yeah, you just have to rent them out and you can make up to $400 a month, passive income, just money in your pocket. You don't have to do anything. An entire lie, folks. And if you are an experienced investor, you probably know that is a lie. It is not easy to invest in real estate. Let me tell you the reason why. First of all, you're going to have to get a property really undervalued to cash flow. They're not around anymore. It's extremely expensive to do improvements to the property, and it's going to take money, time, and effort that you don't have, because if you have a full-time job, you have to pay a lot of people to do that, and that costs a ton of money. Second of all, for people to say, yeah, you know, own rental properties, get them at a good price and then rent them and make a profit, totally a joke. It's a lie, folks. Don't believe. The only people that want you to buy property is real estate agents or people who will sell you properties to make a huge profit off of your ignorance. First of all, let me tell you, it is not easy to make money on rental properties. Now, if you're an investor and you think that's not true, trust me, it is. Don't lie to yourself. Unless you bought real estate properties years and years ago, it's extremely tough to buy investment properties and actually have a retirement nowadays. People are like, oh yeah, just buy real estate and rent them out, and you know, when you reach your 60s and 70s, you'll have all these properties paid off and you can sell them and become a multimillionaire. It's not that easy. If it was, every real estate agent would be multimillionaire. And we're not. The average real estate agent's only in this business for 6 months before they quit. So there's not all this money selling real estate and buying real estate, and don't believe any of this nonsense these people on TV, YouTube are telling you about. Let me tell you, when you buy an investment property, you have to get it at an incredibly low price. And if you do, the place is probably trash. It's probably a landlord who wants to just dump the property because they're pretty much fed up with renters who pretty much trash their place and leave. Because renters, they're not going to take care of your property like you do. You know, if they have dogs, they're not going to tell you. The dogs, you know, do their business all over. Now you have to replace the carpet. They tear up the yard. Even decent renters, they might say, we're not going to read a fertilize your yard. So the yard becomes a mess. Grass starts dying. Reeds start growing. It's a terrible situation. And then what happens if those renters don't pay their rent? Now you're going to have to get an attorney. You're going to have to evict them. They're not just going to walk away. So after about 2 or 3 months of not paying your payments, an attorney is about $100, $200 an hour. You got all that. And then finally, your tenants leave at the middle of the night, and you're so behind on your payments because they haven't paid you, and then you walk in, place is trash, holes in the walls, doors has got, you know, holes in it, you know, the kitchen's a mess, windows aren't fixed, light bulbs are burned out. So now all that passive so-called income all goes to maintaining the property, paying the bills, and so on. And then you end up going, you know, this is such a headache. I don't even want to be an investor anymore. I think I'll just dump this property and move on. Yeah, and they never tell you that. They always say, yeah, you make plenty of money. Get rich quick in real estate. Do fix and flips. Yeah, right. Well, fix and flips. They say, you can get this money, it's called hard money, you don't even have to qualify, no money down. Just find a home that is like 25 to 50% under market, and we'll give you a loan, no problem. You don't even need a job. Yeah, just find a property that's 25% under that's 25% on the market. That means in a $500,000 home, right, you got to get that home $125,000 on the market. You don't have a prayer. And then if you do, the house needs probably another $75,000-$80,000 worth of work. And then you put all that work into it, plus unless you paid cash, you're paying mortgage payments, then things don't completely go together, right? So stuff that you thought was only going to take you one day is taking you a week, and stuff that you thought was going to be $1,000 is now $1,800. So now you get all this, and then you have so much money, now you try to raise the rent to cover your costs, but now you're over the market and you have no renters, so now the place is sitting there with nobody renting it, and you're still paying the payments. Like I said, this real estate investment situation is, in my opinion, is a big scam. The only people that are making money are the people who are selling investment properties to you, and they bond them at cheap prices, and they want to stick you with them. Plus, a lot of these seminar people who say, yeah, I'm going to make you rich selling real estate and becoming a landlord and get passive income with rental properties. Total joke, because what they're doing is they're buying them at a discount and probably sticking you with them and taking off. And you've bought these overpriced rental properties that don't cash flow. That's another thing I've seen. Real estate agents get these pretty much naive, investors, and then they come in and they do these just really deceiving market analysis that have to do with these rents. And I was like, they're never gonna rent this out for what these people are telling them. And I just shake my head because I'm really not part of the transaction. So I can't interfere with a transaction, but I just go, they'll be lucky to get maybe $2,100 and not going to get $3,300 in rent. And so many people, they buy these investment properties and then they try to rent them out on such an overpriced rent that they can't rent them out, and then finally they become desperate. They lower their rents to pretty close to what they're making on it, and they get basically no cash flow whatsoever. Then after a year or two, they dump the property because they can't hold it anymore, and they realize all the maintenance that needs to be done on the property cost them a ton of money. So, like I said, investment properties are not this get rich quick, make tons of money in investment properties. It's a joke. Let me tell you, some of the people who really are making money is mom and dad has a property for 30, 40 years. They pass away. They have the place basically paid off. They give it to the kids. The kids rent the property, and it's all pretty much positive cash flow. They might have to pay some utilities and some maintenance, but the rest of it is all paid off. So when they sell it, they get all that equity. Plus, when they rent it, they get a good, decent, positive income. But if they're thinking of just buying property and renting it, and they're going to retire on it, yeah, trust me, I got some swampland I'll sell you. And that's what this investment get-rich-quick selling real estate, it's a scam. It's a scam, I'll tell you. Very few people make a lot of money in real estate. Very few. It's kind of like, here's a good way of putting it. And let's say you play football. There's thousands and thousands of people, kids, adults, college students that play football. But very few make millions of dollars in the NFL. But you hear all the NFL superstars making millions and millions of dollars. You never see the guy who busted his tail working out 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, trying to get in the NFL and never, ever gets into it. That's like real estate investing. You always hear the guy who got the screaming deal, and he's made a ton of money, and wow, you know, and he tells you how easy it is. Or they say, wow, you know what, on my first property I bought, wow, I just had to paint and carpet it, and I got some great positive cash flow, and now I'm looking to buy another one and do the same. Well, even if you get $500 a month positive cash flow, that's not a lot. You could go out and probably get a sign and put, you know, I need money, and stick on a street corner and probably pay $500 a month without the stress and without all the investment of buying a home and putting up with renters and so on and so forth. So, like I said, folks, for these people to go out and tell you investing in real estate is a good investment and it's great and you'll be able to retire with getting, you know, $10,000 a month positive cash flow and you'll never have to work again. What a crock of crap. They're the ones that are making money off of you. They're the ones that are selling seminars. They're probably the ones that are selling their piece of crap property to you and probably misleading you and saying, yeah, you know, I'm just ready to move on. You know, I'm going to cash out. I did really well in this property, and I hate to give this property up. But, you know, I just want to move on, so I'm going to pass it on to you. You know, that's like people who have small businesses, and they want to sell them, and then they say, oh, wow, you know, business is so good. That's why I'm selling the property, because I'm planning on moving out of town, or I'm planning on retiring. People don't sell their properties if they're making people don't sell their businesses if they're making tons and tons of money. They usually sell them because they're hurting cash flow. They can't keep employees. The rent's gone up. But they're not going to tell you. They're going to say, yeah, we're just selling the property because, like I said, we're moving to Florida, or we're planning on moving on to something different. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, like I said, folks, investing in real estate, it's, in my opinion, a total scam, unless you get a house free and clear from mom and dad or grandpa or grandma, and you rent it out and you make a ton of money that way. But to buy a rental property in today's market with massive overinflated properties and 6.5% interest rate and have to put 20% down, you know, just think about it. You know, don't lie to yourself. And that's another thing. Everybody tries to basically give you numbers that support how great it is investing in real estate. And like I said, it's like statistics. That's another whole joke. Statistics. If you want to prove a point, you can get any bogus statistics to support your theory, and the statistics that don't support your theory, you're not going to use. It's like, just like being in politics. If you believe that you're, let's say, a liberal or lefty, as they call it, you're going to find every single newscast that supports your way of thinking. If you're right, conservative, you're going to find every news report that supports your conservative ways of thinking. Same with real estate. If you want to invest in real estate, you're going to basically find everything that supports your way of thinking. Even though it might not be true, it's going to be something that you want to hear to support that you're doing the right thing. And then what happens when it all falls apart and you have to dump the property and you use thousands of dollars, you're going to blame everybody other than yourself, because everybody misled you, and the real estate agent misled you, and your mentor misled you, and the real estate seminars misled you. It's a total joke. And like I'm telling you, folks, in my opinion, don't buy real estate. It's a risky thing. Very few people make a lot of money off of it. And if they do have an investment property, they probably bought it years ago, lived in it for a while. They have a lot of equity in it. They have it probably paid off, or maybe close to paying off, and they realize, you know what, this would make a great rental property. We refinanced. We bought it at $300,000. we paid it all down and we refinanced it and we only owe $40,000 on it and we're making good positive cash flow now. And that's the people that tell you, oh yeah, you know, we've gotten rental properties, we make great positive cash flow. They never tell you they lived in it for like 20-30 years and they have it almost all paid off, and that's why they're positive cash flow. But to buy like something now and to get a loan on it and to try to get a good price on it and then fix it up and get renters, and then they leave at the middle of the night, or they lose their job and they can't pay you for a couple of months, or there's tons of wear and tear, or they have their friends move in because their friends have lost jobs and now you're having two people in, you have five people living in the place but they never told you, and it's all a lot of wear and tear. Like I said, they're not fixing up the property, or they're not cutting the lawn or doing the weeding or even maintaining it. They don't even maintain the house. So you go in and all the light bulbs are burned out. There's dust in the refrigerator and microwave and dust all over the house, and the carpets are, you know, hardly ever clean, and it's just filthy. They're not gonna, you're probably not gonna get your person who's gonna treat your house like they own it. They're renting it. They don't own your house, so don't expect them to like maintain it. And so many people will say, oh yeah, well, I'll give a little cut in rent, and yeah, they'll, you know, maybe I can get somebody to put a deck on or paint. And so yeah, they're not going to do that, and do it good quality. They're just going to slop it together just to try to save a few bucks on their rent. It's going to be a cheap job with cheap paint, not probably even the code, just to try to save some money on rent. So, like I said, if you're thinking of investing, I hope this brought you some sense. If you are an investor, please don't get angry on me, because I can guarantee you, if you're making some sort of positive cash flow, you had to go through probably a lot of ups and downs, probably a lot of crazy tenants, probably a ton of maintenance, maybe a few evictions, and just headache after headache in order to get, you know, that positive cash flow. And then when you look back, if you, the old saying, if you knew what you knew now, you probably would have never even gotten involved in it, because it might not have even been worth the headache after all these years. So folks, like I said, I wanted to tell you exactly what it's like to invest in property, so you don't hear from these get rich quick, come to my seminar, I'll buy you a house, I'll show you how to get rich in real estate, you know, basically scammers that are on every radio station and podcast and geez, and YouTube video that I've seen. These guys have no clue about investing in real estate. And the people who do have done a lot in real estate, they sure in the heck aren't going to tell you how to make money. You think these guys who are making, you know, who are making thousands of dollars a month and multi-millions are going to create their own competition? Are you crazy? No, it's the people who go out and they create this facade about that they're all successful and they all made tons of money in real estate, and they rent these cars and they rent these fancy houses, they don't even own them, and then they do all these social media advertising as if they own the car and they just probably rented it for a day, or you know, they're standing in front of a multi-million dollar house saying that it's theirs, it's probably a vacant house up for sale that they just, used to film that day. So it's a joke, and like I said, I have nothing to gain by this. I'm not trying to sell you a seminar, not trying to sell you investment property. I'm just telling you, after 35 years of me selling real estate to a lot of people and investors, I've seen it all, done it all, and have talked to investors and told them what is coming down the pike. And you know, they bought investment properties, but they bought it being educated. They didn't buy it being naive. And they always tell me, JD, thank you for being straight with me. Because, you know, we bought it and exactly what happened, what you told us. But we were kind of ready for it, and it was kind of a long-term investment, and we knew we had to go through a lot of headaches, and we were willing to do that. And hopefully, you know, when we're ready to retire, you know, we'll have something to sell and we can retire on. But, you know, there's no guarantees. You know, market collapses, health issues, things like that. Things change, and you can't predict the future. So, like I said, I hope you've learned a lot from this. I wish you well, and have a very, very good week. Bye for now.
We hope you enjoyed Real Estate for the Common Man. If you did, don't forget to follow or subscribe. Tell everyone, your friends, family, neighbors, coworkers, spread the word. We're everywhere you get your podcasts. Amazon, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, iTunes, you name it. If you can't remember all that, just Google Real Estate for the Common Man and you'll find us in a flash. Thanks so much for tuning in. We hope you had a great time. Make sure to follow or subscribe and have an awesome week ahead. See you next time, where we have more interesting and creative things to talk about. Take care of yourself and bye for now.